Welcome back to Midday Magazine. I'm Lucas Willard. Activist Lukey Forbes is ubiquitous at protests and community events throughout the capital region. You can usually find him at the front of the crowd in black clothes and brown leather work boots. The outspoken advocate for police reform is often seen with a megaphone in his hand. Arrested when he was 15, Forbes was convicted in an assault case. In jail, Forbes obtained his GED and read over 800 books before researching the justice system. He was released at age 24 after winning an appeal. Today, the 26-year-old is an employee of the City of Albany, serving as an administrative assistant for Albany's Summer Youth Employment Program. On July 14th, Forbes filmed an arrest of a black man by city police and county sheriff's deputies across the street from WAMC on the sidewalk beside the Linda. Forbes posted the video to his Facebook page, where it was shared nearly 2,000 times. Now, police are charging him with the obstruction of government administration in the second degree. I recently sat down with Forbes in Albany's Washington Park and asked him if he had a message for City Police Chief Eric Hawkins.
Multiple times I've had said it live, I've said it to him. Why can't we get social workers? What's going on with the LEAD program? Why aren't we utilizing the things that we have access to? And then why are you allowing these programs to die? And yet we continue to just get over-policed, over-bullied, and things like this. It's like you don't see anything going on. When this person was sitting there saying that he didn't care, that he was ready to die, over what? And why aren't you trying to figure out for what? Why aren't you asking these questions? Why are you still just trying to bend him up and force him into this car? Stop. Talk to him. De-escalate him. Calm him down. I can't be calm because I'm upset, because I continue to watch this and I continue to try to fight for justice in my community, yet you're ignoring us.
Do you think that the city retaliated in charging you with obstructing government administration?
I completely believe that the city retaliated in charging me with this. There's no other reason to charge me with this. You've seen worse being done at multiple occasions when people yell at cops.
Do you think that that charge wouldn't have come at you if you had not been an employee of the city?
I don't think that that charge would have came at me if I didn't have as much social output. If I wasn't so viewed, like my Facebook wasn't so viewed, I don't think I would have been charged.
Do you think that you've built a reputation up among city officials in your activism?
Yeah, definitely.
What do you think city officials think of you?
I feel as if they think that I'm too outspoken and that I may be too blunt in my approach. But I don't feel as if that's a bad thing. I feel as if everyone should be saying what they believe and then also sticking to it.
You get officials who say, we respect peaceful protesters. Do you think that they're believing a myth about protesting is that it should be, you know, ask the city for a permit, it should be tidy?
What's the difference between, what are we doing that's not peaceful is my question. Because when we go out there, we peacefully protest. And then they say that they respect peaceful protesting. So what are we doing? If we yell, that's a part of protesting. If we're passionate, that's a part of protesting. Where is the lack of peacefulness? I don't see what they're talking about versus what we're doing.
Do you think that people need to open their eyes to what activism actually is? And when people say they support a cause, maybe they should
learn about the cause. Everyone should definitely study, learn. If they don't follow me on Facebook, I post different things all the time. We watch as so much goes on around us, but we barely pay attention to it. And it's a reason why I say I want to speak to the silent majority. It's the crowd. It's like American Idol. You have the people that's directly in the audience. You have the people that's watching TV, and then you have the people that actually vote when they say, hey, you can text this number and vote as well. So there are people that are directly connected with it. And then there are people that's just watching it from the screen that don't really get it, that don't see all the outs and ins, the cameraman, the guy right there saying everyone clap. So no one really sees all that. They just see what they see, what's shown to them. And sometimes what's shown to you is not always what it really is. So I definitely feel as if everyone should study, not only study, get out there, walk with us, come outside, walk with us.
On August 1st, Forbes and a handful of counter-protesters walked into a Back the Blue pro-police rally in Albany. Forbes dragged a thin blue line flag, which he calls a fake flag, behind him. Forbes said he was threatened by white supremacists at the rally. After being pushed out of the crowd and making his case to state police on hand, Forbes was escorted back in. Forbes spoke to the rally's organizer, Bill Tryon, of the Liberty Bell Alliance. I asked Forbes what Tryon told him.
You know what he said to me? He said, "Why aren't you talking about black-on-black crime?" And what I said to him was, who kills Italians in Italy? Italians. Who kills white people in the suburbs? White people. The reason why you see a lot of crime going on in our community is because we lack the resources. This is why we say, can we defund the police and fund the community?
What did he say to that?
He had nothing to say. Because logic always makes more sense than foolishness.
Do you think that people, if they sort of take one side, that their mind can be changed?
No, they definitely can. There was a veteran there who was open-minded, and his biggest thing was he didn't want riots, he didn't want violence, and he was against racism. And I said, I don't want riots, I don't want violence, and I'm against racism. And we shook hands, he gave me a mask, and we went about our day. And those are the type of things that we want. Those are the type of things that cause the change, and it causes the stereotypes and discrimination to be brought away.